Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gentle Intensity Radio with Shaheen Jedian, the magical mentor and author of Divine Prescription for Life bestseller, co-host with Chicken Soup for the Soul, 500 million bestseller, and creative collaborator of Glee Hugo and Spider-Man. On air now, as Shaheen Jedian takes you on a hot journey of spirit and heart healing, breaking through the deepest fears while unleashing your life's meaning and purpose. With his gentle intensity touch, unlock your future now with the greatest speakers as you walk out of your tight spots in life and come to fruition. Red hot takes and honest opinions on ancient wisdom for modern times with the greatest meaningful celeb show on earth. Let's welcome Shaheen Jedian and his guest today.
All right. When you take a step, a bridge appears, and that's what it's about. Today, I'm really super excited to take that step with you and really watch with certainty as the bridge appears in front of us. Today we have some incredible guests with us. We have Shauna Moxie, who she's going to really share with us about how to find your passion to begin with, and what if you have too many passions? Because so many of us have so many talents in us, and so many passions driving us from different directions, and we don't know what to do with that. So I brought an expert, Shauna Moxie, who's going to share that with us. Now I'm going to speak with you for a few minutes, meditate with you, and then I'm going to invite Shauna. And we're going to go from there. I'm super excited. This is a phenomenal day. I'm here in Los Angeles. The weather is so beautiful. Wherever you are in the world, I want you to join me in seeing yourself, feeling that wonderful feeling of your environment. Begin to just imagine yourself being in that perfect spot, whatever that is, perfect temperature, perfect feeling, and make that the setting for this show for you. Okay. One of the things I like to share is, I always say this, unless you choose happiness, literally, you will wait forever for it. And this is a quote that I have in my book from Divine Prescription for a Life. Unless you choose happiness, you'll wait forever for it. Unless you bring a new intention, the outcome will be the same. Unless you let go of your past, you will not see the present. And this is so powerfully true. I've lived this myself. You know that thing, that element where you're just thinking, why did this thing happen this way? Or I wish if I could have just twisted a little bit the other way. Unless you let go of your past, you will not see the present. Unless you drop your defenses, you will never reach safety. Unless you first commit to her, you will not see her beauty. And unless you first commit to him, he cannot be the one. Unless you're ready to love, you will not find love. And unless you give up your ego, you will not discover your spirit. So imagine there's a place in you of perfect wholeness, perfect wisdom, and perfect peace. And just step into this place now. This is your holy space. What's that next step in your relationships, your work, your spiritual journey through life? You can picture someone who inspires you walking with you. If you get no clear guidance, open to taking a next step anyway. Even openness is a next step. And what are you waiting for? And if you find yourself in the waiting game, you know, the wait game, the wait problem is really a disconnect between what's truly possible and what you will let yourself receive. So the symptoms, if you're like one of those people stuck in the weight problem, is that no flow, no synchronicity, overanalyzing, no inspiration, no energy, and deadness. Your life is on hold because the world is waiting because you are. So if you're waiting, then the world is waiting. The world is a mirror. Relationships suffer because people wait for things to get good before they fully commit. Now, I've tried this amazing little technique. I get up in the morning and I put on music as I'm shaving. And I see, feel, sense myself that I'm about to go on a date with destiny and life. And incredible things happen. When I'm ready and my body and my thoughts frame is ready, the kind of people that come into my life are completely different. Just simply from doing physical actions, taking a shower, getting ready for life, shaving, putting on music, as if you're like every day you're about to get married to your destiny, or everything in life becomes your loving component. And the key is you can't fall in love with a person. You must fall in love with life first. You must fall in love with yourself, life, and the universe. And that person can be part of that too. You see, if you get this kind of, if you don't get this right, what happens is you start doing human worship. So people are lonely because they're waiting for love instead of being loving. They wait for friendship instead of being a friend. And so now the question is, how do we find all this passion inside ourselves, what it is, and how do we bring it all together? And so therefore I brought an expert in our powerful radio conversation today. So I want to invite Shauna with us. Let's see, are you here with us? Let's open up the panel here. Okay. And here we are.
Can you hear me?
Here we are. I can hear you, Shauna. We
can hear you.
Can you hear
me?
Yes.
It's Biola Sofu.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shauna is coming on next. So Biola, you know what? You're on first. Let's start with Biola Sofu, who's going to help us. Let's get clear. She's an author, speaker, coach, consultant, advocate. And Biola's gift is that when I first saw her, I looked into her eyes, and she has very clear eyes. If you look at her, you'll be like looking at someone. It's almost like a crystal clear sense of someone that you can see through, and she could see through you. And so when I saw her, I saw that she's a seer. She has this ability to be crystal clear with you. And so her topic, which she chose, is Let's Get Clear. And I'm super excited to actually hear more from her, because maybe I need some clarity right now. So, by the way, as we move forward with Biola's message, she's also graciously offered that the first 10 should leave their name and telephone number to her email address, which is info@shelteredemily.com. info@shelteredemily.com, and you will get a powerful 20-minute gracious connection with her, where she will guide you, coach you, and also leave you in a better place than where she found you. So that's her wonderful gift. If you're listening to the radio show and you have questions, you can call in to Biola at 619-924-9850, 619 area code 924-9850, and with no further ado, let's begin. So Biola,
yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about how you began to become more clear with yourself? And what was your experience? What was it like before you became more clear? And I know it's an ever progressive feeling that's going on inside you. But before you were, you know, do you remember that space inside you where things were more chaotic, more confusing, less clear, where before you can get on the radio and really help someone in that space, maybe 5-10 years ago. Can you give me a little bit of perspective?
Yes.
Of what that looks like? Thank you.
Yes. Actually, I have always had God in, well, not always. Well, I became more clear about God. But I've always had him. He's always been there. But because I wasn't really applying his ways to my life, and because I was abused as a child, an explosion happened in my life. I was homeless at one point with my children, 3 children. You know, I didn't have my papers to be in the country, so I wasn't secure at all. My husband had just left me. So this is the explosion. It's like, what's going on? And actually, even before that, I decided I was going to be up, you know, straight with people and mean exactly what I say. Now, it might sound like I don't have a filter when I speak, but I have decided to speak that way because I want people to really get what I'm saying. So there might be a little bit of pain sometimes when I talk to you. If my intention is really for you to understand me, I will just cut to the chase and say exactly what I mean. But, about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, this explosion happened in my life. And I just said, it's time to just be okay with myself, clean everything up, and get clear. So this topic is, let's get clear, applying transparency to our daily interactions. So first, let's talk about the meaning of transparency, of being transparent. It's having an honest and open manner. A transparent object is one that we can see through, right? So you can even see what's on the other side of it. So it's having, that is an object, yep. If it's a person, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. go on.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a person, you can easily see the thought, their thoughts, feelings, and or motives. And
I love, by the way,
to see them.
I just love the word, the wording of what you've selected, because I think more than ever right now, today, this month, this moment, we need so much of that energy. So I just wanted to appreciate you once more for bringing your energy to this topic. Please continue.
Thank you. I feel very energetic right now.
so wonderful.
So thank you. So that's what happens. You have more energy when you clear out all the mess. What is left is what you are about, where you're headed to, and a whole lot of energy. So, you know, even with a pet, it's not difficult to understand your pet, right? Do they have anything to hide? Of course not. So, you know, in a matter of days, you can understand your dog, or if you have a horse, you can understand your horse or your cat, because they don't hide anything. They are themselves, so you can easily get to know them. Because there's no blockage, there's no resistance. So, you know, when you apply transparency to your life, it's actually quite transforming if you really commit. It can be painful if you've not committed. So one needs to commit before deciding to be transparent. And it's not something that happens overnight. It may take a little while to really understand what it means to be transparent. But once you get there, once it starts to flow, you are in heaven. Now, there's an element of protection even for you when being transparent, because you put all the truth out there. So no one will be able to challenge you, because really there's nothing left to say, right? So in essence, you've dropped your guard, and a person will be forced to drop their unnecessary challenge of you. And I say unnecessary because you've already given what is needed now, whether it's recognized or not. So you can be as transparent as you want, but that doesn't mean it's going to be received based on where that person is in their lives. It could actually be shocking to someone and create defensiveness, or it can be received. And so there won't be any defensiveness. They'll just accept what you're saying. They'll be able to see that you're being honest, because they probably would have an element of transparency going on too. And, you know, we'll never be perfect. So it's a continuous striving. But we can bridge the gap between where we are and where we want to be. So which is where we are is the transparency we are currently exuding, and where we want to be would be to exude it in more areas of our lives, because transparency is transparency. I wanted to say we can increase the level of transparency in our life or our lives, but it's not about that. It's about being transparent. You can't really dilute it by saying we can increase the level of it. So it's a matter of being transparent or not. Can you hear me okay? Are you hearing me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you very well. I've just muted myself so that I can make sure there's no noise or anything coming other than your talk. But I hear
you. Okay. All right.
I just want to say that the way you're defining it, it's so profound. It's really touching me. I feel that's one of the most clearest definitions I've ever heard about transparency. And I've read several books the topic, like with Brené Brown. I don't know if that's how you say her name, but that's how I say her name. Breen Brown. She has a book on this, on vulnerability. And I love the way you're describing the terminology and how to stay safe and how to stay in the right zone with it. So I just, I love the clarity about it. And I feel like as I'm hearing it, it's drawing these images in my brain, in my subconscious, in my being. And it's kind of like making a shift just from the fact that I hear it the way you're saying it.
Well,
I just want to tell you I'm grateful.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. It's your turn.
So, I had some more questions for you. But I don't know if it's time. Are you still continuing with that topic, or do you want me to ask you some more questions?
You can interject, and I can go back to what I'm talking about. Because, there are different areas.
Okay, sure. So one of the things that I like to clarify more is... So Viola, what would you say to someone who is very transparent and very vulnerable, but they're having a hard time because they expose themselves and they get hurt?
Oh.
I think that's probably something that most of us have dealt with, and a lot of our listeners can relate to this. And I also have someone sent a question, Mary from New York, saying, where do you know the limit of how much to open up?
What an excellent question. Okay, I've tried and practiced this for half of my life, so I think I can answer that question quite well. In order to be transparent, we must be open. And so the question is, how open do we need to be? What if the person comes with bad intentions, which is pretty common. That's something that happens often, I'm sure, to many people. So you need an element of wisdom. Wisdom goes hand in hand with this. I'm always, and I do this subconsciously, I'm always feeling people. When Shaheen met me, I felt he was trying to look inside me, and I was resistant because I could feel it. He was very friendly, he's a very nice person, but he didn't ask me. So that was why I put up the barrier. He did tell me what he was doing. But I got very resistant because I felt it, and I said no. So he just didn't ask me. So how do we protect ourselves? Well, I was able to do that because I have what do I say? I'm very, you know, I feel things a lot. So that's how I perceive a lot. So that's how I was able to do that. But in everyday life, you have to be perceptive. And you get that by being honest and just practicing. The perception will come. I mean, everybody has an element of perception anyway. But I guess you just have to practice being transparent, practice, you know, remembering what happens when you're very transparent in different ways. I know that if I'm very transparent in certain areas of my life, I'm like a reflection. People see themselves in me, or even in my book that I wrote. People keep telling me, I keep seeing myself in this book. That's because, how can you not? Because I just let down. I just told things as they are. And I have an example for you if you'd like me to read it. Is that okay? Is it very short?
Yes, please.
Okay. The fact that he'd entered the building hadn't helped me any. He'd likely come in to intimidate any big ideas I might have of escaping. My body knew what was going on. It manifested its stressful state in mild incontinence, particularly when we were in the van together. I can't say that I was aware of such high stress levels, but my body was. It irritated Damon no end. He couldn't understand the reason for the sudden bout of wetting of an otherwise fit and healthy woman. He scolded me for it. To say that, I had to get familiar with the idea that I was going to say it first of all. And that took a few days. I would go back and edit it and go back and edit it. But initially, I kind of had to turn my head away as I was typing because it was hard to put that and know that the world would read it. That was difficult. But then after a while, it's like, okay, that's fine, whatever, you know. So it takes a minute to get used to certain things that you're going to do. So basically, if you're really being transparent, putting it all out there, people will try to attack you. And you know what? You can't control those people. And some will really see you for who you are. So you might get rewarded as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean,
I can't guarantee.
Tell us about the reward.
I'm sorry?
Tell us about the reward.
Oh, I'm going to cover all of that. Okay, I'll just go on.
Great. Or you know. Continue. I was just saying that I would love to hear more about that.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that.
Great.
So basically being transparent means that you don't live with a facade, which is a mask. So you're presenting yourself as you are not in order to impress people or, you know, just give the wrong impression. Or, you know, it's a mask or it's a cover. It means you're not giving off the wrong impression of yourself and therefore misleading others. You're okay with you. You accept you. This is because you have nothing to hide. Transparency takes being...
Sorry, that was so beautiful.
Transparency takes... Thank you. It's a wonderful place to be when you have nothing to hide. Now, I'm a human being. I'm not perfect. That means there may be errors in my life that I'm not comfortable opening up to people, but I'm constantly working at it. It takes serious commitment. It can be a huge leap in the way one generally operates, and it can be transformational. That's the reward. It's transformational when we commit to it. So a transparent attitude will flow through one's daily interactions. So you've got business or professional, you've got the social arena, or you've got the personal arena. The business arena is transparency to the extent to which its actions are observable by outsiders. So to increment transparency, companies infuse greater disclosure clarity and accuracy into their communications. So what you've got is people coming to you that already know. I mean, let's say, you know, this is on the internet. If you placed a disclosure on the internet, or, you know, you're very clear on the internet about how you operate and you're very accurate about what you do, the person that comes to you already knows this, and they know where to start because you've made it very clear who you are. And so whoever comes to you just takes it from there. You know, it's such a liberating thing when a person is transparent or a company is transparent. And I'm always complaining about this because, you know, I worked for certain companies and I'm always saying, why don't they change their system? It's not working. But anyway, let's go into the social arena. In the social arena, which is referring to your friends, right? As used in the social context, transparency generally implies openness, communication, and accountability. So you'll have more friends, not necessarily though, but if you're open, people will be able to see you and they'll either like it or they won't. They'll have more friends that will be able to relate to you, or the friends that will relate to you. I won't say more friends, but the friends that you have will relate to you. And because you're open and you are accountable, which means that if somebody comes to you and says something like, what did you mean the other day when you said so-and-so? Or did you do this? You know, you can just let them know that you did it, and or this is what I meant when I said so-and-so the other day, and you can be open and honest with that. But, you know, when, you don't get angry when people ask you questions in a social context.
I love everything I'm hearing. I want to give us a little time frame. We have about 90 seconds in terms of where we're going to head this. So it's been plenty of great, incredible nuggets of just relating examples and information that you're giving. Now, I know everybody that's hearing from you probably is super thirsty, including myself, to hear more. So Biola, I think that this topic is so powerful that I would like to invite you to come to our series of shows so that we can continue, because I think that we have so much to talk about, me and you. And we have so much to share with the world. And millions of people are thirsty for this topic. So I just wanted to give you the official invitation for our future shows together. And I want you in the next 30 seconds to verbally share with people how you would like them to reach you. And I also will post it right here on this blog talk so that people can connect with it in writing with the links. But I also would love for you to tell them in the next 7 seconds how they can reach you.
Okay, you can go to my website, info@shelteredemily.com. That's the email. Sheltered with an E-D
Emily
on it. Shelter with an E-D on it.
Wonderful.
Yeah, emily.com. And also you can go to Amazon. I think the link is there. And order my book if you would like to.
Awesome. This has been an incredible journey with you, and I look forward to taking it to the next level. And hopefully people can, you know, get in touch with also being able to get your book and move on from there. God bless.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor.
God bless you.